Storms of Youth by Doug Wall. Through the perilous storms of adolescent emotions, impatience and frustration often obscure the sky of youthful joy. It is in these blackest moments of our lives that we may shrink from the future and reality, not willing to expose ourselves when the cloak of childhood security is torn away. That childish happiness, once so abundant and so unappreciated, is gone. It is during this natural stage that many young people fall to ruin, like raging children who uselessly defy their parents' correction. In fighting their fates, it is possible for young people to embed themselves more deeply in the quagmire of heartache. Thus they choose to obliterate all hopes of eternal gain in a short, defiant struggle for their own ways. But the bitterness of heart in the beginning turns to acrid remorse in the end. Fruit picked unripe is lost. Bridges traversed uncompleted may crumble. So it is with the fruit of life and destruction's overpasses. If harvested prematurely, the joy of our lives will be spoiled, and if crossed too soon, life's bridges may give way to the vast, dark crevice of heartache. If fruit is wholesome, is it not worth the wait for its season? If a bridge will make life's pathway complete, must we vehemently insist on scaling the treacherous cliffs? If we do insist, sure destruction awaits. The pathway was not made for us to choose its course. The journey is a day's travel, at most. Then why would we not take time enough to find the right path? All shortcuts lead to failure, to a bitter end. What storm rages without end? What could hide the sun forever? The lesson so precious is this: submission to God during the onslaught of cold, violent waves of misery is the course to safety. Why cast overboard the charts and compass? Why untie the anchor in the worst of seas, only to be dashed against the reefs? The reefs are cluttered with crushed skeletons of ships gone before. Ships which once had the choice that is to be made today. Ships whose control was lost in the storm. But far away from the crashing breakers is a tranquil sea. On the horizon, a majestic fleet skims the golden waters. It is true that the hulls are weather-beaten, that the sails are worn. But how softly the breeze swells and gently tugs the sails. How brightly the sun bathes the restful scene. No sorrows of youth haunt those grand ships now. The dark billows have long been forgotten. The joy now is one deeper than any childhood joy. All that was torn away in youth gave way to a beautiful blossoming of happiness and comfort. Tattered but glorious, those ships are sailing home.